is URN.
She is better than Jon Snow on Channel 4. It's Amy with the news.
On campus
and online,
this is URN.
The University of Nottingham and the Independent Anti-Slavery Commissioner's Office will be working together to tackle slavery across the UK as part of a new collaborative project. This new six-month project will look to map existing modern slavery partnerships across the UK, identifying local, sub-regional and regional partnerships through a targeted survey and telephone follow-up. Voting is now open in the University student leader elections. You can read the candidate manifestos and cast your vote at www.studentleaderelections.co.uk. In local news, proposals for a new helipad on top of a multi-storey car park at the Queen's Medical Centre have been given planning approval. Hospital bosses said it was an important milestone in a £3.2 million project to cut patient handover times at the hospital. Nottingham University Hospitals Trust said that the helipad could reduce patient transfers by up to 10 minutes. Telecoms company BT have bowed to demands by the telecoms regulator Ofcom to legally separate Openreach, which runs the UK's broadband infrastructure. BT's rivals such as Sky and TalkTalk, which use Openreach's network to offer broadband to consumers, have long complained of high charges, poor service and failure to invest in the division. It's hoped that the separation will help Openreach serve all of its customers equally. In international news, South Korea's president Park Geun-hye has been ousted by court. She's the first democratically elected leader to be forced from office in the country after judges unanimously upheld Parliament's decision to impeach Ms Park over her role in a corruption scandal. In entertainment news, Ed Sheeran has broken the previous Spotify record for the best first week of streams for an album with his latest release, Divide. After 5 days of release on Tuesday, the album has received more than 273 million streams worldwide. The previous record was set by The Weeknd, who saw 223 million streams in 7 days with his album Starboy. It has been announced that the seventh series of Game of Thrones will air in the UK on the 17th of July, a day behind American viewers, and will be the show's penultimate series. It was announced via an online video, which fans watched for more than an hour, to see a huge block of ice being melted to reveal the air date. In sports news, British Cycling has admitted it did not pay sufficient care and attention to the well-being of staff and athletes at the expense of winning medals. This is in response to a leaked draft report of an investigation into alleged failings in its culture. The weather this afternoon will be cloudy, with the temperature remaining at around 10 degrees throughout the day. That's all the news that matters to you here on URN. I'm Amy Huddleston, and the time is now 11:30.